The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Gorham Park. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good stuff.
We've had a brilliant week at Royal Ascot and we've got some decent action in Ireland today.
Yeah, it's not bad at all, is it? Yeah, it's quite a decent little card. Without going overboard, there's some fairly decent betting opportunities along the way. Pretty much the theme is handicaps, but if you've been keeping in touch with your handicap Irish form, then there's quite a few that come here off the back of good wins recently in the last sort of 2 weeks. So recent form is very much the key to finding winners today.
Okay, good stuff. Right, let's get stuck into the action. The first race this afternoon is the 2:15, and we start with a filly's maiden for 3 year-olds and over. It's an older horse maiden, and it's over 7 furlongs. And Adroit heads the betting at 6-4. It's 4-1 for Callery. Zane Deera is also 4-1. 5-1 for In Search of a Dream. Needham is also 5-1, and then 25-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. So Adroit heads the betting, Andy. This Gerline's Oasis Dream filly, who's obviously taken a bit of time to come to hand because she didn't make a debut until she was 4 years old, but it was a pretty decent debut effort. Do you think she'll go one better here?
I certainly like to think so, Mark, because I'm going to make her my nap of the afternoon. I think she's a really nice filly in the making, and she bumped into a filly first time up that had already shown a really high level of form in the shape of Photo Call from the Davy Watchman stable. Photo Call, of course, was favourite to win a red hot maiden at Navan the time before the race that was Mascoon won. I know Mascoon didn't cover himself with glory the other day, but everything else in that race further down the field did, and the speed figure of that race is really good. So Photo Call, no great surprise to see her being back from the morning odds around about 4-6, 4-7 into 1-4 in the end. But to be fair, Adroit certainly gave plenty to think about in the latter stages, and it was a really good effort by Gerline's Oasis Dream filly first time up. She kept on really well, and I wouldn't say caused major heart palpitations for the favourite, but it wasn't an absolute stroll in the park for Photo Call. There was a long way back to the third. The time of the race was very good, and with just normal improvement, she should be good enough to take this race quite comfortably. Main danger looks to be Zane Deera, who is second to Earth Drummer, who coincidentally was in that same race that Photo Call ran in behind Mascoon. So collaterally, Adroit, in theory, should finish in front of Zane Deera. I know it's a bit of a tenuous line, but that is the way I'm coming from. Callery doesn't look good enough. Certainly has taken a few backward steps this season. And the rest don't look good enough. So Adroit to continue the good work for Gerline's in the first.
Okay, on to the second race then, the 2:45, and this is a Colts and Geldings maiden for 3 year-olds and over 7 furlongs. And Danish Duke has been well backed this morning, 6-4 into 5-4 at the top of the betting. 100-30 for Atlantic Sea, 4-1 for Leafcutter, 13-2 for Red All Star. Solar Focus is 7-1, and then it's 22-1 or bigger prices for the other three runners. So Danish Duke heads the betting, and he's had two runs, one as a 2 year-old and one as a 3 year-old. His reappearance this season was pretty encouraging as well, with Chance to Dance, the runner-up in that race, when he finished fourth, advertising the form subsequently. Do you think Danish Duke is the one to be here?
Yeah, it was a fairly encouraging run, without going overboard. I know Chance to Dance has won, and you can say, well, that's the barometer of that form, but Chance to Dance, in all fairness, was never in a million years a 6 furlong horse. I mean, he won over a mile and a half the other day at Cork, so you could argue that finishing fourth behind a horse who's got mile and a half speed and is a mile and a half horse wasn't a particularly good run. The time of the race is just okay, and I tipped him that day, and I just thought he ran okay. I wouldn't be getting massively excited about him at such a short price today, like everyone else is, 13-8. I don't think he represents any value here. He's got the cheap pieces on for the first time, and of course that might improve this colt by Duke of Marmalade. But I much prefer Atlantic Sea's run last time out down in Down Royal. Certainly the figures suggest that. It was over what turned out to be an inadequate 5 furlong trip. I don't really know why Paul Deegan ran this three-year-old over the minimum trip because, to be honest, like his name's sake, he was all at sea. He just didn't have the speed, basically, to cope with Parita, who posted quite a good speed figure that day. Back in the field was a horse called Almeida from the David Watchman stable, who won the other day when stepping up in trip. And seven furlongs appears to be, in all intents and purposes, his horse's best distance, because if you go back to his run at Dundalk back in the middle of May, he was second behind Johann Strauss, of course, who finally broke his maiden tag that day, and he's rated in the 100. So to get beat five lengths by Aidan O'Brien's charge is certainly no disgrace. And although he's had plenty of chances, this certainly represents another golden opportunity for him. I certainly think he'll be thereabouts anyway, Atlantic Sea. One to keep an eye on, not necessarily for today, because I think this horse might be a handicap project down the line. But there's a horse called Hassanor I've had my eye on ever since he ran at Navan in that red-hot maiden behind Mascoon. And he subsequently ran well in very good speed figure races. I got a good time for that Tango Time race, a very good time for the Earth Drummer maiden the other day down in Limerick. And he certainly hasn't been unduly knocked about in those races. Being a four-year-old giving weight away to three-year-olds, it very much looks like Mickey Halford's got other things on his mind down the line. He certainly could run well here, but keep an eye on him anyway. But the bet today and the selection is Atlantic Sea.
Okay, Atlantic Sea then in the 2.45. On to the 3.15 next race, three on the card, and we're into handicap company for the first time. This is a three-year-old handicap for horses rated 47 to 75, and it's over seven furlongs. And quite open in the betting, Rathili is the 9-2 favourite. 6-1 for almost had it all. 6-1 for Fix It. Focus More is 15-2. 9-1 for Snap Click, and 10-1 are bigger prices the rest. Who'd you like for the 3.15, Andy?
I like Snap Click here. Could have done with a slightly better draw. Low numbers usually hold sway at Gowran on fast ground anyway in the early part of the meeting. So certainly worth bearing in mind that my selection isn't particularly well drawn in stall number 10. But that said, hopefully he might be able to show enough quality to overcome that slight impediment. He was second the other day behind Local Flyer in quite a strongly run race for the grey down in Navan. There were several good times that day, including Pomfrey and Beyond Brilliance, but Local Flyer, for a horse rated in the 50s, certainly ran a time equaling those decent animals on that particular occasion. So I think that form could be okay. This is the first horse who comes out of the race and tests that particular theory. So let's hope I'm right, because 9-1 doesn't look a bad shout for him each way if he can overcome that draw. Of the ones down the front end of the market that are slightly better drawn than my selection, Rathili would certainly appeal to most here. 9-2 with William Hill this morning. Of course, he's drawn very favourably in stall number 1, which... certainly no inconvenience. He ran a nice race the other day at Leopard Town behind the Ringus King in a bit of a wild finish. But that run certainly puts him into the equation here. And of course, he's a course and distance winner because he won early on in the season when the ground was a little bit more softer than what it is this afternoon. But yeah, I'm quite happy with my selection here, Snap Click. As I said, could have done with a better draw, but you can't have everything, and that's why we've got 9-1.
Okay, Snap Click then in the 3.15 onto the 3.45 next. Race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap for 3-year-olds and over, and it's over 7 furlongs, and Earth Drummer heads the betting at 7-2, got off the mark in a 15-runner maiden at Limerick a couple of weeks ago. High Emperor is the second favourite and was a winner at Fairy House in quite impressive style, actually, and 5-1 into 9-2 for that one this morning. Lady Ultra 6-1, 13-2 for Takata Blue. Insolutum 13-2, another one that arrives here in winning form. 8-1 for Fastidious, 8-1 also for Six of Hearts and Glacitura, and then 16-1 for the other two runners. So quite an open and interesting handicap this one, Andy.
Yeah, it certainly is, Mark. That's a fair summary. You could fancy 5 or 6 in this race, and that's not trying to sit on the fence in any way, shape or form. But, you know, you've got Earth Drummer, who ran in a very good maiden a couple of starts ago at Navan, which worked out well, and then himself went on to win in impressive style and a good speed figure down in Limerick. He's favourite. High Emperor was hugely impressive, both visually and on the clock the other day in Fairy House. Fastidious, who loves this track, having won here a couple of years ago, is likely to make the running set a good gallop. Insolutin won well the other day down in Limerick, and certainly Six of Hearts caught the eye the other day of many in quite a good speed figure race down in Navan over 6 furlongs, and he could run well. So you're permanently 1 from 5 really there. Of that quintet, I quite like High Emperor, the one that they've backed this morning. He certainly stands out on the numbers, courtesy of that run the other day in Fairy House. If he can replicate that run, and of course that's always the danger when you get a horse who's won first time out in the blinkers, whether the headgear works for the second time. But if it does, then I think this horse will take a bit of beating here, because we've already seen that form well advertised courtesy of the horse that finished third, and indeed the fourth. I think they finished first and second yesterday, glancing at the results from Ireland. And that was Norville and Straits of Malibar. So, you know, they were getting slaughtered by High Emperor. And High Emperor strode out to such a degree that he managed to win by four lengths. He's quite obviously gone up quite considerably in the handicap. He's gone up £12. But that might not necessarily stunt this horse's progress. So if he handles a track and he can back up the that run in the headgear for the second time, I do think High Emperor, certainly on the numbers anyway, could have the beating of this lot.
OK, on to the 4.15 next race, 5 on the card, and this is a handicap over a mile for 4-year-olds and over rated 50-70, and Nature heads the betting at 6-4, being backed from 2-1 this morning as well, and has a £5 penalty to defy for the Leopardstown win just 3 days ago. Measured approval is 9-2 second favourite, 8-1 for Misty Lane, Hillary is 17-2, 9-1 for Victor's Beach, Granny on Fire is 10s, a bit of money for that as well, nibbled in from 11s, and then 14-1 or bigger prices. The rest, what do you make of this favourite, Andy? Do you think he could back up here, or would you be looking elsewhere?
Yeah, my only slight worry about Neusha. I do like this horse. He was one of my only few winners the other night at Leopardstown, so I've got to... You know, he had the £10 penalty that day with me tipping him. But, yeah, he didn't have quick enough well the other day to win because he was slow away. He had quite a bit on in the home straight at Leopardstown, which sometimes is not always easy to do in a fairly slowly run race. The figures tell you that it wasn't a particularly strongly run event. But he went over the top of the front-running Have a Nice Day quite readily in the latter stages. He does love it at Leopardstown. That would be my one obvious trait to say of him. You know, the time before when he was run up behind Artful Artist, he's clearly a massive fan of the County Kildare venue. And he hasn't got such a good record going right-handed. Now, whether, you know, most of those runs were in the early part of his career when he wasn't quite the horse he is now is obviously the question, because he is 0-5 going right-handed. So at the back of your mind, you've got to, you know, weigh all that up. I mean, he's drawn 12 of 12 as well, stuck out right on the wing. So, albeit he's got persuasive claims visually, the way he won, and you know, the strength of the opposition, it's 6-4. I mean, he's just got too many slight question marks for me to back him at 6-4. Therefore, I'm just going to have a little bit of a look at one at a price a little bit further down the line and take a bit of a punt that Misty Lane reacts really well to his first run on turf for quite a while. He was fifth in that race. It was won by High Emperor on the all-weather at Dundalk last time out. And, of course, we saw what High Emperor did when he went to a turf race the other day at Fairy House. So it might well be that Reginald Roberts, his six-year-old, can certainly step up to the plate here. I think 8-1's a fair enough price. And, of course, Reginald is high off the success of Timeless Caller, who won at Cork the other day in a group race. So his yard's clearly going well. Every chance, of course, his horse has been working with that one as well, because Reginald wouldn't have that many horses in his yard. But this horse is a bit of a punting mechanism. If there is good money for him this morning, do keep an eye on Misty Lane, especially as Pat Smullen's been booked.
OK, on to the penultimate race next then, the 4.45, race 6 on the card, and this is a 3-year-old handicap over the extended mile of 1 furlong, and Port Merion heads the betting at 11-8, 100-30 for Mansuri, 4-1 for Namurian Sunset, Tialina is 11-2, 10-1 for Takarob, and Nieve is 12-1 outside of the field. Who'd you like for this, Andy?
I thought Port Merion ran well last time at Listowel. You know, that Princess Tamay arrived in the race in good form, and albeit this horse was a clear second best on the day. That was a career best for Jessica Harrington's Charge. You know, whether he deserves to be 11-8, I must admit, I do think 11-8 is no way near the mark here. I think he should be a much, much bigger price. I'm going to take a bit of a punt that Mansuri reacts really well in the first-time headgear, because he's a horse I quite like. I don't think he's really been allowed to show what he can do as of yet. Largely due to the ground, really. Every single time this season he's run, apart from last time, he's had soft or, you know, testing conditions, and he's quite a lovely moving son of Piccolo that wants to float along the ground, and he was allowed to do that last time out at Leopardstown. Unfortunately, he just didn't quite see it out against some good horses who are in good form, such as Pit Stop and Beyond Brilliance, but I certainly don't think there was any disgrace in getting beaten a couple of lengths by those horses. The key factor is today he's got the headgear on. Just think Joe Lyons thinks that this horse has gone lazy on him in the latter stage of his races. And if that Blinker's first time operation manages to work, I think Mansuri certainly has the ability to go close in a race which, you know, could go any way of two or three.
Okay, on to the final race this afternoon. It's the 5:15, and we finish with a race over the extended mile and one furlong for three-year-olds and older that have not placed in listed or group company. And we've got two horses here that haven't been beaten yet, Ebiena and Red Rock, both coming here with one win from one start. Warbird and Jazz Girl make up the lineup. It's 8-11 for Ebiena. Red Rock's point is 3-1, 5-1 for Warbird, and 13-2 for Jazz Girl. Who do you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Well, there's little doubt that Ebiena is the most progressive of these, arguably, or the one that further down the line could be the one that we end up seeing running in group company. But the facts are that first time up at Cork, she won on heavy ground, and at the time of the race was absolutely desperate. Even though she won by 23 lengths, it's a bit of a red herring. They went no gallop at all that day. It was the slowest furlong per furlong time I had on the card by a mile. And basically, she just quickened away from plodders. Five horses have come out of the race and nothing has got in the frame. So it just shows you how bad that race was. And she also, I made in my notes, she's got a very, very round action. Clearly, soft ground is going to suit her throughout the remainder of her career because her dam is out of Selkirk. So I think she's definitely got one or two of the traits of a mother there. I just can't back this horse at 8 to 11. I mean, you know, it might well be good enough to overcome those negatives I've said, but good to firm ground from a heavy ground win in a slow time. You've got to be joking if you think I'm going to take 8 to 11. So I think this could be a bit of a shock here. It wouldn't surprise me if the outsider of the four managed to step up to the plate here and cause a bit of a headache for those that want to take short prices. I quite like Warbird's chances here, largely due to the fact that his two career wins have both come here at Garran. There's obviously clearly something significant about that. He quite likes going right-handed. And he likes probably getting a breather into that bottom bend, which serves him well. I presume he'll make the running here. He made all the running when he won early on in the season. He tried to do it last time out in a very tough handicap at Nice, but he didn't quite last out under top weight. I think he's got a bit of a chance here. We've already seen the form of that race down in Nice work out well, and the horses he beat at Garran last time out were a decent standard. So I don't think this race is as cut and dry as the market suggests, and I think Warbird's definitely got a better chance than 5-6-1 suggesting that this morning.
Okay, Warbird to spring a little bit of a surprise then in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yes, not a bad little card today, Garran. Two really good bets on the card, and then the rest is sort of a bit of a mix and match. Adroit should, in all intents and purposes, win that first race. She's a really nice filly in the making and deserves to be a favourite, and hopefully we'll get off to a good start. 2:45, I'll take a chance at Atlantic Sea wins at the seven times of asking, but do keep an eye on Hassanor in that race, the four-year-old. I think he's going to be a horse that Mickey Half was going to get some handicaps out of throughout the remainder of the season. 3:15, I quite like the chances of the bottom one here. Snap Click and ran well last time out. 3:45, my second best bet on the card is High Emperor, of course, if the blinkers work for the second time. Neusche has one or two frailties in that tilt, 4:15. The draw and, of course, going right-handed is a slight negative, so I'll take a chance that Misty Lane reacts really well to the first-time blinkers. 4:45, again, another horse with the blinkers on for the first time. Mansouri might run a little bit better than he did 3 days ago at Leopardstown. And Warbird, with two course wins under his belt, might just cause a surprise in the final race.
OK, fantastic. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections this afternoon and enjoy the action in Goran Park.
I will do. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.